You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakuya
to lead in Homasque Mustail. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com. Hey guys, you're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in British Columbia, and this is your DJ Jaden back on the mic for this week. Hey guys, so the first song we listened to at the top is what's it called? 불타오르네? What's it called in English? Fire, right? Fire by BTS. Sorry guys, I forgot about the name. And yeah, that's by BTS, 방탄소년단, who's more well known in North America with the name BTS. And today's episode is going to be a very special programming for BTS, and we're going to spend the entire show time listening to BTS music. And yeah, and of course BTS, it's a Korean boy band consisting of 7 different members. That includes Red Monster RM, who is like the leader and got the position as a spokesman. And who else is there? And then we got Jin and V for sub vocal, and Suga for lead rapper. Yes. And for sub rapper and main dancer, we got J-Hope. And Jungkook has the 막내 position, who is like the youngest, and he's like a main vocal as well as a main dancer. While lead vocal position is given to Jimin, who is also a main dancer of the team. And they debuted in 2013 and produced by Big Hit Entertainment, and released albums like School Love Affair, Hwayang Yeonhwa, and Wings. And believe it or not, they are the biggest boy band in the world right now, taking over music charts, not only in Korea, but also in Japan, China, the States, and Europe, etc., etc. And yeah, I thought it would be a good time to have this episode today because, you know, they got back to Korea after giving out their Love Yourself speech at the United Nations, having concerts in Europe and the States, and they've been awarded the Order of Cultural Merit, 화관 문화훈장 in Korean, on Wednesday the 24th by Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism, which is awarded to individuals who made a great contribution to the improvement and development of the Korean culture. Yes, and of course, I thought it would be great to have a guest who is an expert on 방탄소년단. I'm going to call them 방탄, just so you know. And then, yeah, or BTS. And that is why we have Susan on the mic today at the studio with us, and she's a 방탄 expert, I know. So everyone, please welcome Susan right here. Hi, Susan.
Hi, hi, Jaden.
Hi, Riven.
I'm good. Very excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you nervous to be on air right now?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Just a little.
Do you want to give like a short introduction of yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a second-year student at UBC studying biology, and Jaden and I actually met like late January this year because we were working at Blue Chip together.
Right.
Yeah, but Jaden, do you still work there?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, so yeah, Jaden and I like worked together for like a few months together. It was really nice because we got to know each other and I got to share, you know, my love for K-pop with him.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I remember that. And that's when I told you I actually do a show
yeah.
here.
Yeah, that yeah. I was so excited because I was like, oh, Jaden, please play some BTS on your show for me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you here for yeah. the BTS.
Thank you.
Well, episode. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and how was your trip to Korea?
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, I went to Seoul, Busan, and Jeju with my friend late August. And I guess it was like a relaxing trip because you know, I did summer school for 2 terms. And then it was like a relaxing trip just with my friend. And then Seoul was probably my favorite because the all BTS there. Yeah.
You got to see them at the concert.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Actually, my friend and I sat outside their concert in Seoul because we couldn't get tickets because it was too last minute.
Right.
But yeah, we got to hear them sing outside the concert, which was so amazing because it was like my first time hearing it live.
Yeah.
And because it was at Jamsil Stadium, so it was like an entirely open stadium.
The
so
really
you could
big
hear,
one, yes.
You could hear everything outside, like sound check and like their performances.
Yeah.
There was like a little gap that we could see like them performing.
Yeah.
So cool. And then in September, I got the chance to go to their the concert in Los Angeles.
In LA?
Their Love Yourself World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like one of the best experiences ever because I got like a really good seat and then they performed all their songs off their new album.
Right.
It was like the best time ever.
Right. And was it like a full of people? Like full fans?
Oh, so many fans.
Yeah.
Like, they had like merch lineup and the lineup wrapped around the block.
Oh, yeah.
People lined up overnight for it. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. And yeah, they just, because even before they came on, everyone was like doing the fan chants.
Right.
And then, because before the concert goes on, they play like music videos and everyone sings along. And it's kind of like leading into their actual concert, which is, you know, even better. But yeah, just like hearing everyone sing together and like doing the fan chants, it was so amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
And were the fans like singing along? Were they singing in Korean?
Oh, they were singing Korean.
Really?
Like,
oh, okay.
Everyone knew the lyrics, like full on, like pronunciation so accurate.
That's awesome.
Everything was like, I didn't think that they would know like all the songs so well. They know the fan chants, they know the lyrics, they know when to sing along.
Right.
And yeah, it's crazy how much K-pop has moved into like the States.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. Like how big of an impact it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially in the Asian like, you know, American city, like the communities.
Yeah, too. Exactly.
Right. And Susan, so I know you're a very huge, huge K-pop fan and also BTS fan. Mm-hmm. So please tell us how you got into K-pop at the very beginning.
Yeah, so I think for me, I started watching like a lot of K-dramas, you know, like everybody was. And then I think from that, I started listening to like a lot of like the OSTs, like the original soundtracks from the dramas.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think that was when I really started to like appreciate how different Korean music is from like Western music,
mm-hmm.
and how like, you know, like their melody is like, it's very like relaxing to listen to. So I think from that, it kind of branched on to like K-pop, because I started listening to like Crush and
Crush,
then like Taeyang,
yeah.
of course. Mm-hmm. And then it slowly branched to like the K-pop stream. And I think BTS is definitely like my favorite band.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it just branched off from like watching K-dramas for me. Yeah. And not to mention my sister loves BTS too. And she was like kind of like trying to make me listen to it. But at first I was like, oh no, I'm just listening to my like OSTs. And then slowly I just started to listen to
idol music.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Normally that's how the transition works. Like people normally start from the dramas and then they move on to the music too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And now I think like when people say K-pop, they normally talk about like the idol groups, like the music by idol groups.
Yeah.
But I think nowadays like a lot of people, like even like a few weeks ago, we had the band called Hyago coming here. They're like a famous indie band.
Okay.
So I think like people are now like expanding their fandom like to the independent as well, who were not originally well known to the society, but I think like people are not only focusing on the idols now, but also some other people in the industry too.
Yeah,
and that,
exactly.
I think that's really cool too.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah, because not only are there bands and like independent singers, like there's other branches of K-pop that people don't normally get like introduced to, because you know that's like, it's kind of like what they think of when they think of K-pop. It's like the bands, like, you know, like the big the big groups,
right?
Yeah
Mm-hmm. And so what was your first K-pop song then?
I'm pretty sure everyone knows Wedding Dress
by Taeyang.
Yes,
I remember,
you know,
that's from 2012 or 2011.
Yeah, probably around. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I think it was like there's always also like the first song that I learned to play on the piano too, like K-pop song. I mean,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think everyone loves that song. Still does love that song.
Right.
That song is just like it's like the first song that everyone all knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Love it.
Yeah. Do you still play like piano with like Korean music?
Yeah.
As well.
I try to like find K-pop songs that like have like a piano piece, and then I try to play it too, because. Good. Like if you probably won't think of it, but like the piano is like a big part in like in the K-pop songs too.
Of course, yeah.
And yeah, it's like just like playing on the piano is kind of like brings in the experience, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm, I see. So what? So as a fan, right? Like when you look at K-pop, like what do you think makes it so unique? Like what makes it different in terms of what features and what characteristics, I would say?
Yeah.
From like the other Western music or even like J-pop or Chinese music, what do you think makes it like unique?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is like, I guess when you first watch them on YouTube, you see their music videos, and the music videos are so well filmed. Like there's so much, like, you know how like fans make theories about like the music videos, right? Because they put in so much effort to really, they really tell a story through the music video, because I think that's very different from Western music's, because I think for Western music, it's just based on that one song that they film a music video for.
Right.
But for K-pop, they really tell a story through, like, well, I'm speaking of BTS. That's, like, what I'm really familiar about. But, like, each music video kind of leads on to the other one, and it really tells, like, a big story. And I guess also their dances,
their choreography
is so,
it's good.
So sharp.
Yeah.
And just to see how much work they put into practicing and I think that's one of like the really big differences you can immediately tell from K-pop compared to Western music, right?
You're right.
Because a lot of their concerts are mainly focused on like their singing and dancing and just like bringing like the audience like along with them on this journey, right?
Right.
So I think dance is so important. Also, like their lyrics is very like deep, and it's really relatable. It's not something, it's not like Western music where they talk about kind of like
the stuff that we wouldn't really talk about on the mic.
Exactly.
I know what you mean.
K-pop, they really take it to like another level, and they're not afraid to like talk about things that like affect them or like their experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think that's definitely one of the big like characteristics of K-pop.
Right.
Also, not to mention
yeah.
how good looking they all are. Okay. I think that's right. that's like yeah. I think maybe for like most people when they think of K-pop, that's like what they like. That's like the first impression, right?
Right. Like the good looks and yeah. the fashion.
Yeah.
As well.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also the makeup too.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. And like they make it all look so good. Like they piece yeah. it together so mm. well. It's like right. the whole package. But I feel like for most people, when they think of K-pop, people who don't normally listen to it at first, they just think of how like it's all about like appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
But when they actually like dive deep and like they actually be immersed in like their music, mm-hmm. you really get to see how much hard work they put into their songs, their dances, and like everything that they do. So yeah. I think that's definitely one of like the big differences mm-hmm. between K-pop and
right.
like, Western artists.
Right. And now that you mentioned about the dance, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think that's also like from my perspective as well, yeah. in my opinion, like I think that's one of the like elements of K-pop that mm-hmm. gives easier access to other people
yeah.
who don't know K-pop. Like
exactly.
especially like when you go on YouTube,
yeah.
you would get to see like videos of people doing cover like dance covers.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
even people who don't sing K-pop or understand like listening like K-pop the lyrics yeah. while listening to them, like people who are dancers, they like to dance to the choreographies, like the K-pop. At least they have like a bunch of videos of mm-hmm. like flash mob, right? Especially
yeah.
when Gangnam Style mm-hmm. was a big hit in
yes.
2012, you got to see a whole bunch of people like filming in like middle of the square mm-hmm. and middle of the street, that too. So
yeah.
I think that's also what makes it really different. Like just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because right. it's not, I feel, yeah, that's, you're right. You're completely right. Because it's not just like they're singing Korean. It's also mm-hmm. like their dances that really attract more listeners and more viewers because like, I guess dance is like a way to like unite other people because
yeah.
it's not like your lyrics that are in Korean that you can't really understand unless you like read the translations.
Mm-hmm.
Like dance is like, you know, you just watch it and you feel connected
right.
in like a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely one of the other reasons why like it just branched out so quickly
yeah.
into like other cultures.
Mm, right. Yeah. Did you have you ever danced to any K-pop?
Oh. You see, like yeah. I tried to learn a bit of like the BTS
yeah.
songs. But they dance so fast. Like, I tried
right.
to, like, copy, right? Like, because their new song, Idol, have you seen,
Idol.
Like, the Idol
yes,
Challenge?
Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. I tried to copy it at home, and, like, I did, like, a little bit of it, and I started sweating so much, because, like, from watching, you don't know how much, like,
yeah, how
work
much
they put into it.
Yeah.
But, like, each move that they do, it, like, takes so much effort.
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying to copy it, and it was so hard. But,
yeah.
like, it's just, like, when you copy it, when you try to, like, imitate them, you...
Mm-hmm.
get to like appreciate how much work they put into it.
Right.
So I think that's like one of the reasons why I really appreciate like the hard work that they put into everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also the dance, like there's a term that all of Korean people they use.
Yeah.
Like for you know how sharp their, you know, dance is
uh-huh.
and how it's like everyone like so collaborate like together.
Yeah.
And harmonize. So it's like a three syllable word. We call it Kai Gunmu. Yeah, so Kai means like a knife,
uh-huh.
and Gunmu is like a military dance.
Gunmu.
So everyone's like so in it all together. Their steps and their
very sharp, right?
Yeah, their moves are all the same at the same time. Yeah, perfectly done. So that's why people call it Kai Gunmu too.
Oh, so they call their dance like.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a slang, but I'm not sure if it's like an actual word.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people say that too. Yeah, Kai Gunmu.
Wow,
yeah, yeah. So out of all K-pop, you know, groups that you love.
Mm.
Why do you love BTS most, like, among all of them?
Okay, well... Okay,
I love them, too, just saying.
Yeah, right. Like, that's... Okay, first of all, that is a very, like, very deep question because I'm going to, like, talk about it for so long. But
right.
I guess, like, first of all, it's because they're very, like, humble, hardworking people.
Mm.
Because, like, I know that when they first debuted in, like, 2013, they got a lot of criticism from, like, you know, other big... like groups.
We had EXO
or
back then. Or
but
Big
no,
Bang,
like
yeah.
also the big companies, you know, like
yeah.
how they were saying like, oh, they'll never make it because as Jaden mentioned, like BTS is part of like a small company.
Big Hit Entertainment.
Big Hit, yeah. And they only, if I'm not wrong, they only look at two artists, right? Like BTS and like this other solo artist.
Yeah.
So they really only watch these two artists. And because BTS is from such a small like company,
mm-hmm.
they didn't really have that much like, how do I say it, like they weren't directly immersed in like the K-pop culture right away because they had to kind of like make their way up to like the top, right?
Yeah.
So that's why they faced so much like criticism, people saying that they'll never make it. But basically through all of it, like they never gave up. Like they faced, each person faced different struggles.
Yeah.
But through all of it, through the 5 years till now, they never gave up and they kept working hard, kept pushing through, even when like, you know, like because they've been nominated for awards before. Like, I think their first big award was in 2016. Right. The MAMA Award.
Yeah.
So they won like best artist of the year. And, like,
I think that's
best
what it
album,
was.
Right?
Yeah.
So like it wasn't like, if you think about it, that was like 2013 to 2016. That was 3 years of like criticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, they still wrote their own lyrics. Like because BTS, they write their own songs.
Yeah.
And right. like they take like a big part in the writing process.
Mm-hmm.
So like, because they're able to write their own songs, they put a lot of their own emotions, their own experiences in the songs.
So that people can relate to it, right?
That's very relatable because they talk about their own experiences with, like, either, like, depression, anxiety, or, like, you know, like, all of, like, their real struggles that people can relate to.
And even so the social problems, too.
Right? Exactly, yeah. So I think a big part is that, like, they're not afraid to really speak for themselves and speak for, like, the people, right?
Right.
So I think that's like a big part of why I feel so like, I feel so, how do you say it? Like, I just really, really like them because, their lyrics really like reach their fans and reach people across the world.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely their lyrics is like a big part of why I think their songs are so amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, their dances.
Yeah.
Their visuals.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, visuals.
Perfect. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely a few of the reasons why. And also, I feel like they're not just like a K-pop group to me. Like, they're not just like idols and artists. I feel like I really relate to them on like a different level. Like, I don't see them. I definitely do see them as like, you know, big artists, big groups. But I feel like because, you know, BTS, they have like many shows, like Run BTS, Bon Voyage.
Right.
They do a lot of like behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like fans around the world really get to like relate to them on like a different level.
And get to actually see their, you know, true personality.
Yeah. And like going back to the question you asked me before, like, I think that's like a really big difference between like K-pop artists and like Western artists, because they really release a lot of like behind the scenes so that you really get to understand like who these artists are.
Right.
And you get to see them on like a day-to-day basis when they're not like performing or like when they're not like singing and stuff. So I feel like from that way, I see how like they're really like a family to each other, like all seven members, because they've been with each other for so long. So they really face like they've experienced everything together. Mm-hmm. And just seeing them, it's kind of like it feels like they're like, I look up to them. I think that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the struggles they faced, it kind of encourages me that no matter how hard life gets, like, you know, all the struggles that they face, that I'm, that like, just from listening to the music, I feel very, like, I feel very, like, calm. And it's just, it's such a hard thing to describe, like, why you like BTS.
Mm-hmm. Like, more than,
it's just like, I feel like they can really, like, they comfort me. Like, at times when I'm, like, sad or, like, I'm having a bad day, just listening to the music just, like, lifts my mood completely.
Sure, comforts you down as well. Yeah.
So, I think,
I see. And, like, for me, like, the current success of BTS, like, the way I see it is, let's be honest. So, the popular K-pop, it's been out there for so long, but it was sort of limited to the Asian region, like I'm pretty sure like you know that too.
Yeah.
And when K-pop was, you know, sort of like becoming like big and like sort of like listened to, like being consumed by like the other people in other countries in Asian regions, like I was five and back then, so I remember like the transition. I remember seeing the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And then I sort of like, as I grew up, I saw how like the development of it, like the process. But then even till now, like K-pop was not really, it was consumed here. We have many fans here as well. But as compared to like Asian regions, it was not as, how should I say it, like active?
Yeah, like not here? Very big, right?
Yeah, not as big as how it is in Asia. Yeah. And well, we have one exception. It was Psy in 2012, mm-hmm. and that was like a shocking to everyone.
That was really big.
Yeah, but it was like one-time thing actually. And then after that, we actually didn't have one stable, mm-hmm. you know, who can you know,
like have a big impact, right?
Impact, and then and has like a stable position mm-hmm. in the market, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so I see. Like BTS, the existence of BTS is sort of like has like a symbolic meaning of where K-pop stands at this point, I think, in mm-hmm. the music market exactly. or in the world. Yeah. So I think people who got to see the success of BTS, I think it's through that we can actually see the future of K-pop, right? And where things will be going for the next 10 years, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's because BTS, they really have like. They have collaborations with Western artists too, right? Mm. Like Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
So I think that's like also like a big way because they interact with other like Western celebrities too, and mm-hmm. that kind of just like brings them further in.
Yeah.
Like you know how like they're more known in like mm-hmm. the States, right? And
right.
everywhere here in Canada too. So I feel like yeah they've really secured like a good spot in like Western. And like the Western stream of music. Right?
Yeah, they try to interact with even like they were on the show with Ellen
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah,
yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They were on so many shows like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, like all those shows.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like it just brings them further into like the American culture.
American
right?
culture. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to some music?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is there any songs that you can recommend to our listeners? Because to be honest, I actually haven't played many BTS songs on. The show.
I'd
like to apologize to you because you're a fan.
don't worry. Well there's like three that I'm like that I really love to listen to, like especially when like if I'm like feeling sad or anything, but they're really like cheerful songs, I would say.
Okay,
like those three are like Magic Shop, Spring Day, and Answer, which is like off their new album too.
Okay. Sure. Should we start off with Magic Shop?
Yeah,
then?
For sure.
Sure. Magic Shop, it's not a single, right?
It's not a single. It's from their album Love Yourself Tear.
I see.
Jungkook actually wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote it for the fans. This is like a song for the fans and how like because like the fans have brought have like always cheered them on like through all the struggles and how then the song's kind of saying how like the fans need to like stay strong themselves too and like yeah, it's just like a song for their fans for all that they've done for BTS.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give a listen to all of them.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, we'll be back right after the songs and the ad.
대답은 오직 하나 왜 자꾸만 보고 싶다 이렇게 말하니까 더 보고 싶다 널 사진을 보고 있어도 보고 싶다 너무 약속한 시간 나는 우리 겁니다 이제 얼굴 한번 보는 것조차 힘드니까 여긴 온통 겨울뿐이야 8월에도 겨울이 와 마음은 시간에 달려가네 홀로 남은 설국 열차 네 손 잡고 지구 반대편까지야 겨울을 끝내봐 그리움들이 얼마나 눈치를 내려야 그 봄날이 올까
발걸음을 떠드는 채 긴 먼지처럼 자기 먼지처럼 날리는 눈이 나라면 조금 더 빨리 내 곁에 할 수 있을 텐데 난 꽃이 떨어져요 또 조금씩 멀어져요 보고 싶다 보고 싶다 보고 싶다
시간조차 미워 우리가 변한 거지 뭐 모두가 그런 거지 뭐 그래 네가 네가 난 떠났지만 단 하루도 널 잊은 적이 없었지 난 솔직히 보고 싶은데 이만 너를 지울게 그게 널 원망하기보단 덜 아픈
이날 풀어내본다 연기처럼 하긴 연기처럼 말로는 지운다 해도 사실 난 아직 날 보내지 못하는데
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Radio show. food fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, so that was Magic Shop, Answer, and Spring Day by BTS. And we have Susan here. She's still here, so yeah, just so you know.
Hello.
Cool. Hey. Oh. Yes.
Hello.
All right. Okay, so the next question I have for you is, we kind of touched on this one already, but like the popularity of K-pop, right, in Asia, that's not an unfamiliar social phenomenon for us. And now it's becoming one of the, you know, trend popular trend music in North America too. And I think, from my opinion, like BTS is one of the leading figures who are leading the trend. So how do you feel about that as a fan?
I think, yeah, it's great to know that, like, BTS is, like, kind of paving the way into, like, the Western music, Western culture. And I think it's nice to, like, it's kind of like a fresh start, right?
Yeah.
It's something new for people to listen to other than just, you know, either Western music or other music, right? Because I think it's important for people to, like, branch out into other cultures, to, like, get to know all the cultures. Because what BTS is doing, it's not really just, you know, like, spreading their music around. It's also, like, spreading their culture, right? The Korean culture. And I think it's really great how they're slowly branching into to the American world, and how, like, they're, like, as I said before, like, paving the way for other artists, for other groups to kind of, like, make their own impact into, like,
the new ones in the future, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's really important. And also, just to, like, it's kind of like you're proud of your culture, right? And you always want to, like, spread it to, like, everyone else.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a soft power, right?
Yeah, soft power, like media power. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what they're doing is, like, very, it's like spreading awareness for, like, what they love about their country, right?
Right.
So I think that's really important. And they're doing, like, a really good job for that, right?
Yeah. And I think, like, I don't think it's only limited to, like, Korean culture, but I think it kind of, like, opens the door for the other Asian pop culture too. So that includes like pop culture from China and also, you know, like, Hong Kong or Japan too. So I think that's really cool.
And I think it allows people to, like, appreciate, like, other cultures, like, foreign and
culture.
Music, right? Yeah. Like, not just, like, American music, Western music, right?
Right.
Like, they're allowed, like, what's that word? You're basically, like, you have exposure to, like, other type of music too.
More access
to it. Yeah, I think that's, like, really important too. Just not to listen to, like, the same type of music all the time, right?
Right. And tell us, who's your favorite member?
Oh, it's Jungkook.
Jungkook, the
Mangnae? Golden Mangnae.
Hwanggeum
Mangnae.
Yeah. And why?
Okay, well,
my favorite one is RM, by the way.
Oh, you love RM? Yeah, oh, I love RM too.
Well, he's, like, a really, he's super talented, but at first, but my reason is he's very, like, charismatic, right, too. So I think that's really cool. And I don't know, I think that's one of the things that I can learn from him too.
RM's a great leader.
Yeah.
He really deserves, like, the role for that. But I like Jungkook because he's very good at singing. In my opinion, I think he has the best voice in, like, the
out of all the members.
He can do a lot of different, like, tempos too. And I think he just has a really big talent for singing and dancing too. He's such a good dancer. And he writes his own songs. He writes some of his songs too, like Magic Shop that I mentioned earlier.
He wrote
the lyrics himself.
Right.
So I think, and he also, his age is, like, the closest to mine, right?
He's 21. Oh, how old is he?
He's 21.
1997. Right. And you were born in 1988, right?
99.
99?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. I'm 99.
Really? Okay, you're younger than I thought. Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah, but his age is the closest to mine. So I was like, oh, yeah. I think, because
so old now.
I think everyone loves Jungkook.
Jungkook.
Like, everyone has, like, a spot for Jungkook, you know?
Yeah. And he seems like a really nice person too. You look at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice person.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay, and I'm actually going to play some, like, their solo songs as well, like the singles.
Yeah.
And I actually don't know much of them.
Oh.
So do you want to recommend a few? Like, we got time for maybe, like, two songs, like, two singles.
Yeah, so, okay, of course, my favorite's Jungkook. So his new song, Euphoria.
Euphoria, okay,
yeah, that's
by Jungkook.
Yeah, and then also, I don't know if you guys know, but RM, he just released a new album just a few days ago. It's like he doesn't, it's like his mixtape, but he calls it like his playlist, right? Mm. It's called Mono.
Mono?
And there's
okay.
a song off that album called Good, but there's like a Korean name too
yeah.
for it.
Yeah,
yeah, that one is really good. So maybe those two?
Sure. So Euphoria by Jungkook and All Good by RM?
Yes.
RM Monster? Okay, sure. Let's give a listen to them. And it's my first time listening to them too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're gonna really love it.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. All right, let's listen to them right now.
Take my hands now. 알았어 근데 미안한 너를 포기할 수가 없어 내가 아는 날에 널 놓아줄 수가 없어 내 머릿속에 넌 이렇게 온전한데 완전한데 어긋나는 건 너무 아픈 것 겹치 않으면 알 수가 없는 것 내 일상과 현실 너무 멀구먼 그저 다리가 너 내게 닿고 싶어 진짜 내게
AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hey listeners, so that is actually it for today's show and it is time to wrap up. Yes, it's 1:58. Yes, we need to wrap up now. So Susan, how was it like to be on air today?
Oh, it was much more fun than I thought it would be. I thought it would be really like nerve-wracking, but yeah, it was a really great experience with Jaden.
Mm. Yeah. Are you going to visit again like later?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Yeah. And we also have two friends of Susan's right here, actually, in the studio. Do you guys want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Do you guys want to be, would you be on air, later as well?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, you guys are always welcome to be here. Yeah. All right. And Susan, please choose the last song of the episode today.
Definitely to Idol.
Idol?
Off the new album, too, yeah.
Sure. Let's play that one song. Cool. So, everyone, Susan was here today, and do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, thanks. Cool. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cool.
Bye.
Awesome. So I'm going to play Idol by BTS, so please take that away, and I'll see you guys next time. We'll be right back.